Here on Daf, Kuf Vov Amid Aleph. Let us again start from Eisvei, Ravache, Bar Menyumi, L'Rav Nachman. We had a memre of Rav, and Rav Nachman said over this memre of Rav, a gewaltige chiddush, that Rav learned pshat, that what it says in the Pasuk, V'lokach Ba'ala V'lo Yishalayim, Kivin shekiblu habaylam shvuev shuv ein mishalem momen. The shvuev makes that the dava hagozel, he was kaifer, if it's ben, or a chiv that is not ben, he can keep it, and he does not have to pay. If he was kaifer a halva, he doesn't have to pay the halva. If he's kaifer a pekodin, he can keep the pekodin. There's a gvaldike chiddush akrav, v'lokach baylo v'lo yishalom, that the baylam gets the shvue, and the nitva can keep it. Is Yosef Rav Nachman become Allah Shmaita? This is two lines before the lines start getting white. So Rav Nachman said over this memre of Rav. Eisvei Rav Acha bar Menyumi l'Rav Nachman. We learned a baraisa heichen pekdoyni omalei ovad. Yes, then where's my pekodin? I gave you a pekodin. Ovad. Mashbiyacha ani ba'omar omei. Kolayna omei nachashvua kemeitse shvua mei pivdomei. So he swore that your pekodin was never. It was a shem mechina. Va'edim me'idim oisai sha'ochloi. And Edim were made that they saw how he ate up this pekodin. Mishalim esa kerem. So he pays kerem. Hoide me'atzmoi. Mishalim kerem v'choy mishvoshem. If he was made, he pays kerem v'choy mishvoshem. So this is Amirdike Kasha and Rav, according to Rav, Lokach Baila Velo Yishalem, the Chiyuvim fall off through the Shvuah. So why does he pay Keren and the Reisha? Amalei Rav Nachman, Hoche B'may Askinon, Kegoyin de Nishba Chutz Lebez. This Baraisa is speaking about that he swore Chutz Lebez. The Rashba explains that this posik, v'lokach baila v'lo yishalim, is speaking about, it's going on the posik, v'nikra balabayis elalekim. The Gemara says, v'nikra v'lishvur. So these psukim, which speak about the shvur of a nifkat, are speaking about when a nifkat swore in Bezdin, Nikah Balabayis Alakim, he swore in Bezdin, and we'll see later, speaking about that he swore, that Bezdin was Mechayev. So Memele, you found a Baraisa that someone swore Ovat, and he's Mechayev to pay Kerem. So I'll tell you, it's speaking about Kigoy Denishba Chutzla Bezdin, speaking about he swore Chutzla Bezdin. Omalei, so Rav Acha, Baminyumi es Rav Nachman, Ihochi, Eima Seife. So let's see the Seife of this Bereise. Heichem Pigdoini, Omalei, Nignav, Mishbiach Ani, Vooma Omei, Veedim, Meiden Oisoi, Shegonboi, Mishalem, Tashlume Keifel. This is Adin of Toyin Tainas Ganet. That if he's tiny as Nignav, and Edom Amed, that he himself stole it, pays Kefal. Hoide me'atzmoi, shalom kerem, v'chaymish v'yosham. V'salke daitoch, if you're saying that the Baraisa is speaking about chutz lebezden, me'ike Kefal, because the parsha of Toyin Tainas Ganef is also going of Nika Balabayas Alekim. So this din of v'lokach baila v'lo yishalim and Tain Tain is Ganef are both speaking about the same case. So by Tain Tain is Ganef Yechayev Kefil, you also need Venika Balabayas Alakim. So Memelem, so yes, you just told me the Baraisa is speaking about Chutz LeBezdin, so why is he Chayev Kefil? Bisal Kedaita Chutz LeBezdin Mi Ike Kefil. Omalei, so Rav Nachman answered Rav Acha, Yechilne Lishnu Yeloch. This is such a kashe. Reisha Chutz LeBezdin V'seife BeBezdin. You're asking a kashe. The two different bovis. The Reisha is speaking about Chutz LeBezdin. The Seif is speaking about Bezdin. Umi Yishniu Dechei Kolei Meshanin Eloch. I won't tell you a Doichik Teretz. I'll tell you a better Teretz. Idi V'idi B'Bezdin. Both of them are speaking about the Shvua was made in Bezdin. Leikashe kan bekofatz kan b'shaloi kofatz. The first Bava is speaking about kofatz v'nishba. That means that the Teveya was Mashbiyim, the Mafkid was Mashbiyim, before Bezdin was Mashbiyim. So Memele, so that's a Vedika Balabais Alekim. Vedika Balabais Alekim means that the Shvu was made in Bezdin and Bezdin was Mashbiyim. The first Bava is speaking about that the Teveya was Mashbiyim. Kan b'shaloi kofatz, the Sefer that says he's Tain is Ganav is Chayiv Kefil is speaking about that Bezdin was Mashbiyim. Bezdin was Mashbiyim. So Mamela is Achiv Kefil. Now let us see Rashi. Lahosh Maite de Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said over this sugya of the Rav Huna Marav. Mishalim es Kefil. Now, the first Bava is speaking about Eichem Pigdaini Omalei Ovad. He told them it was lost. Mishalim es hakeren. V'keifel loy. He doesn't pay keifel. Then keifel ela betoyen nignap. You only pay keifel if you tain a nignap. Toyen tain is gone. V'chaymish v'osham nami loy. In the first foul in the reishe, which says bo edim, so you only mishalem es hakerem. You don't pay chaimish v'oshem. V'chaimish v'oshem nami lo yishaychi elok shahoyde. The chiv chaimish v'oshem is only when he was misvade. The chiv begesel ager b'isvade. Hoyde me'atzmoy la'achar shu'e. So then he pays kerem chaimish v'oshem. Fine. Miho reisha misharam kerem ayidei edim. Now let's go back to the first file in the reisha. The reisha says that if edim come, he pays kerem. Misharam kerem ayidei edim v'kosho l'rav. So this is akasha and rav. The Omar Rav said, "Kivin shenishba lo yishalom afilu boed." Umi seife. Now Rashi asks, but there's another bava. Hoyde me'atzmoi mishalom keren chaimish v'oshem. Now why does he pay keren? He was kainer. Umi seife lo yporech. The bahoyde lo yikomarav. If a person was nishba bahoyde, Rav never said that he doesn't have to pay keren. Then you do have to pay keren. Why? We'll see later. But let us just see the reason, not the lomdus, the reason. That means the parsha of Shvuas HaPikodim. So it says, v'kichesh, v'nishbal sheker, v'heshe v'sagzele. So it says clearly that a person was nishbal sheker, that he pays ken chaymish v'oshem. It says that. So you see, hoide is different. So the male Rav never spoke about hoide. Rav only spoke about bo eide. Eide is nothing but to ask. Eide, you see, it's a gzeiras hakosev that this chiddush of that he's koina yidei shvuah say that's not if he's moide later. If he's moide later, he's mechuyif to pay. So, what was the answer of Rav Nachman? Chutz lebezen. The Reish is, the first Bava is speaking about chutz lebezen. Loi alime shvue laavkui momoine. It seems there's a koyach of a shvue that it's mafki. We said yesterday, the chiyav ashove, therefore he can keep it. Need a shvue bebezen, not chutz lebezen. So the Gemara is, how can you say the Baraisa is speaking about Chutz Lebezen? The Sefer says, he's chayiv kevel by toyin tainas ganev. He's chayiv kevel by toyin tainas ganev. No, toyin tainas ganev is only chayiv as a shashua bebezen. So he told them, I won't tell you what they think there, I'll tell you kan bekofas. Bereisha diktoni mishalim. Shekofatz ze vehishbiyoi koidim shechayvu bez. Mashbiyachani means that the teveya, the mafkid was mashbiyim before bezn was mechayivim. Vehikom harav beloy kofatz. That's what Rav said. But your coin is speaking about what Bezen was Mechayim. Chikom ha-rab v'loi kofas, v'hadayonim hishbiyu, v'kanya ahi shvue, dekro b'shvue sadayonim ksiv. He says, this posik v'loch kach baylo v'lo yishalem is speaking about shvue sadayonim. Gav the sefer loyme tukme bekofetz the ktoni keifel the keifel loyise ella beshvuas hadayonim. It's very interesting. The sefer also says a loshem mashbiyacha ani at lechayir. It seems the teveya speaking, but we have to say it's lavdavka. The sefer can't be speaking about that the teveya was mashbiyim because it's keifel. So it has to be bezin was mashbiyim. Chapton alosh mashbiyechani a shigra delishna of the reisha. But the sefer has to be speaking about the bezin was mashbiyim. Mikol makim reisha bekofas. But the reisha, you asked the kasha from the reisha. The Reisha, I'm telling you, is speaking about kofetz. So why is this not a doichik? It's better to say that the Reisha and the Seif are speaking about in the same place, through different neifanim here. He was mashbiyah here. Bezin was mashbiyah. Not to speak, the Reisha should have been more explicit if the chiluk in the reish and the sefer is, the reish is chutz lebezen, the sefer is in bezen, it should have been more explicit. And so it seems that both side the reish and the sefer are speaking about in the same place. So therefore it's mustavit say it's speaking about in bezen. But talking about betray gavne ubechad bechad ducht. It's speaking about two aifanim. The reish is speaking about me. Mashbiyachani, that the mafkid was mashbiya. Zev is speaking about the bezna was mashbiya. Lay look me bishtei mekaynus. Fine. Vesef, now Rashi is a new problem. Rashi is a problem. But the Seif is speaking about the bezna was mashbiya. So why does he pay kefil? Why does he pay kefil? Chayre, he was kind of with the shvuah. The sefer lekasha lelarav the aval gav diktoni mishalem keifun lacha shvue if he pays keifun v'choshke in keren the meidarav betoyin tainis ganev kidlakamam bishmaitin the shvue the kamachayim lekeifun lemakne lekam. He says I have a whole parsha of toyin tainis ganev and there it says that the shvue is mechayivim keifun, so it seems The shvua of toyin tainus ganav is not a plus to the nishba. It's for keter, it's mechayvim kevel. Avad the gevis, it's mechayvim keter. It's not maknim the keter. That's for sure. He doesn't gain from the shvua. Eisa Sorashi just now whittled down this week before it a member of Rav. That Rav said that, Vlokach Baila Vlo Yishalem, given Shikiblom, a Bailam Shvur Shuvainim Yishalem Momen. Rashi says, this only in certain cases. If it was Haide, he does have to pay the Kerem. If he swore Nignav, he also has to pay the Kerem. But in all other cases, that means we're whittling it out. If he said never, and he wasn't Hamayde, then Take, he doesn't have to pay. So that's the case of Rav. He didn't say Nignav, he didn't say never. He said never, and he wasn't Maide. Or Lav Davke never, he say Lahadam. I mean, as long as, and he wasn't Maide, any taina of Kvire, without a Hidor later, and not tining Nignav. Fine. So here Rashi seems to be saying, all these things, if the Gemara did not make an Asik about these things, the Gemara did not make an Asik, so the Gemara knew already, Hoide Rav is Moide, and Tain Tain is Ganav, Rav is Moide. Amalei, Rami Bar Chome le Rav Nachman. Now, so Rami Bar Chome heard Asis. Avacha Bamini is Akashet Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman said a psene kimte, the reish is speaking about kofatz v'nishbe, the sefer is speaking about loy kofatz v'nishbe. Michdei, the Rav, loy svira loch. You don't hold like Rav. Vayisteis Rami Bachom had heard from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman personally does not hold Rav like Rav. Mashkuni nafshach ad Rav lomoloch. So why are you bending backwards to fam for Rav? What does Rashi say? Mashkuni nafshach lovoi bim koimoi letaretz kushyeis ulahamid dvorov. Why is this necessary? It's not always called lalochis, so you have a beraisa that's not like Rav. Fine, it's not like Rav. We don't paskin like Rav. Why do you have to be lovoi bim koimoi letaretz kushyeis ulahamid dvorov? Amalei lefrushei lederav. To explain Shitas Rav, the Rav Ochi Metaretz Lola Masnissen. Rav would say this Teretz. So Dach Sechmir, you have to understand what the Shakla Vatalia. He said, you don't paskin like Rav. Is Mashkuni Nafshe Rav the Rav Lomoloch? Why do you have to mutcher sich to understand how the Shtims according to Rav? That was the Kash. We don't paskin like Rav. But Svira Loch. So, Baksimir, he answered him that to understand a shita of Rav, even though we don't paskin la locha like Rav. If Rav had a mahalach, la locha, we don't paskin like Rav. But Rav had a mahalach, and Mestam, Rav, everything stimmed according to Rav also. There won't be enough in the Mishnah, but I said, So I have to figure out what Rav would have fe'emfert on this kasha. There's a chiyav l'mashkuni l'flushi l'darav. Fine. Frek the Gemara v'Rav krokoma. Rav Nachman doesn't paskin like Rav. I mean, Rav brings a posik. V'lokach bailo v'lo yishalim. The bailam takes the shvur v'lo yishalim. Amri kro lechol anishboim shebetoyre nishboim b'loy mishalmen udos. No, the posik means something else. The posik means, is coming to tell us, not that he doesn't have to pay, that the din shvu is only on the nitva. Lechol, that the loy yishalem, after the shvu he doesn't have to pay. That means who swears? The nitva swears. Chol ha-nishboim shebetoire nishboim v'loi mishalmim u'da'osa. V'lokach baylo v'loi yishalim mi sha'olov l'shalim u'nishbo. The one who is mechuyif to swear, he swears that he's not mechuyif. And then afterwards he doesn't have to pay. That's what the pasuk is telling us. That the biro von shvua is only mutl and the nitva. Zogt Rashi, nishboim v'loi mishalmim, ha-nitva yishba v'yivto, v'lo yishba toive yalito. There's no, minatoir, there's no such concept as a shvuas hanoit. Mosiv Rav Hamnune. Now, Rav Hamnune asked a kashe. Anshites Rav. Yishbiya olov chamisha pa'omim. A mafkid was mashbia a nifkat 5 times. Bein bifnei bezden, bein shaloi bifnei bezden. Sai bifnei bezden, sai shaloi bifnei bezden. V'kofa olof, and he was kofa 5 times. There were 5 shvuas. There were 5 shvuas. He swore, I don't have your pekodin, never that pekodin, whatever the case was. There were 5 shvuas. Chayiv al kol achas v'achas. So he's chayiv on each shvua, so he has to be, bring 5 times a keren, 5 times a choymish, and 5 ashamas. V'omar Rav Shimon matam. Rav Shimon says, what is the reason he was kaifa once already? What did he accomplish with the second kfira? Why did he have to bring another kol? And perhaps let us understand a little better what Rav Shimon is saying. That there's aloche shvuas aedis, if aedis were any day aloche aedis. So the bring is they bring a kolban also. Saif parshas vayikra speaks about shvuas aedis. Was mashbir them shetavoyi v'teiduni shekam sa'edis for me, and they said, any day l'chaidis. Right? So the din is, and then the maida, we didn't know aedis. The din is, if you mashbir them twice or 10 times, they only bring one kolban chatos. They swore, they don't bring a second for each, even though there were 10 shvuas, they only bring one kolban for the first shvua. They don't bring more than that. Here it says in the Mishnah, by shvuas apikodim, for each kfira they bring a new kol. So what is the difference between shvuas apikodim and shvuas aedis? So the difference is as follows. By shvuas aedis, he was mashbiya shetavoy v'teiduni. And they said, any day aloch aedis. I don't know aedis. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. So there's a din kivin shehigidei nechayzer ha-market. You said you don't know aedis? Fine. Now, I said a lie, and then I do know aedis. You can't come to Bezin anymore. Kivin shehigit, you said, any yedeya lecha aedis, you said in Bezin, any yedeya lecha aedis, finished. So you can't say aedis. Now you can't say it was a lie. Kivin shehigit, ain't echayzer amaket. You can't change your hagoda. It's not flexible. So memele, so now the second time he was mashbiyah him, so memela, there's no chi. I can't say aedis anymore. I'm not roi lahoi. So only what? Even though he swore 10 times, he brings one kolban, because by the first shvua he was mafki himself from being able of saying aedis. The second shvua he's not ready to say aedis anymore. That is by shvuas aedis. By shvuas apikodim. So Rav Shimon says, well, he was kaifa once. I says, you have my pekod. Now he could be moided. There's nothing forcing him. He said once, he swore false. But now he could say, I owe you tak, I can pay you. He's not obligated to stick to his first lie. He could be moided. And by being kaifa is a new kvira. And then you're not being moided now. So each shvu is a new kvira. So memeila, so each shvu is mechayev keren chaymish v'oshot. Now he could have been moida. You swore once full, so memela means you're stuck in the rut. You can't be moida. You could be moida. So each shvu is a new kvira. So you chayim, you swore 10 times. It's chayim 10 times okay. Fine. Now, here it says, and you chayim keret. Now, according to Rav, according to Rav, when you swear, you're not chayiv the keren, you're kind of the keren. So you have up your sleeve to rutzam lach, kofatz, am I gonna kim to kofatz, chutz lepesdin, sometimes I see you chayiv a keren v'chaymish, you have these to rutzam lach. Someone says, Rav Nuna says no. V'hoche kofatz loy motze samrit. You can't say kofatz. Hishbiya olov k'toni. The Rashi explains Ishbiya Olov means Bezlin was Meshbiya. He said Ishbiyoi means he was Meshbiya. The Tevei was Meshbiya. Ishbiya Olov made, he made a Shavuos Bezlin. That's a type of Ishbiya Olov. Okay, Ishbiya Olov means a Bezlin made a Meshbiya. Katani chutz le Bezlin loy motzes amrit. Because it says Bifnei Bezlin. Bein Bifnei Bezlin, bein Shaloi Bifnei Bezlin. Katani. So Rav Nuna asks, now it's bitter. So here we have a baraisa, that's a Mishnah. Mishnah is Bilov Chamisha Ponim. He says, Bifnei Bezdin, and Olov means a Shavuos Hadayonim. And it says, Yechayev al kol achas v'achas. According to Rav Shimi, not even Chayev once. That what it says, Bezin was mashbiya him, but he swore chutzle Bezin. That what it says, Bifnei Bezin, ube Bezin kofatz. So here, this Baraisa, Rav Amnun is Kashe, he's speaking about his Chayiv Okolachas Vachas Chaymish Vosham, Ken Chaymish Vosham. I mean, here we're speaking about Hoide. Rashi told us before, by Hoide, that Yizicha Chayiv HaKeren, Rav Amnun is somehow did not hold of this, Rav Amnun. Rav Amnun asked the Kashe. And Rav Amnun said the Teretz, he could still make these Terutzim Lach. All of us speaking about that he swore Chutz LeBezden. If Nebezden is speaking about that it was Kofatz V'Nishbe. Let's see what Rashi says. Rayiv al kol achas va'achas. Chaimish ba'osham. Hashi would seem is not chayba nu keren, aber kaponim is chayba chaimish ba'osham. Hoyil v'yochan, the vices would seem with one keren, a psi, he pays one keren, and then five chumshim. He brings five ashamas. Hoyil v'yochan, l'arza lahidis, he could have been moide, v'nimtza de bekulon, kaifa momen, each was a kfiris man. Ishbiya olav, you can't say it's kofatz v'nishba, midloitoni hishbiyoi, shmaminoi dey dayonim, hitel olav shvuim. Olav means ayidei dayon. Bekibel al kochoi, uktoni yochalach zelohoides. And that's why he still owes him money, so it's a nukvire. Amakati mamayne is legabe, according to Rav. He doesn't know anything after the first shvuah. After the first shvuah, he was kind of ready. Shavim tani, yishbi olav chutz lebezn. Taf agav di chayvu bezn shvuah, kivin de michutz lebezn, yishbi oy de shvuah lemaise was chutz lebezn, lekanye. So now, Well, we hear the kasha of Rav Ache, we hear the kasha of Rav Amnune, and these, what Terutzim Lach, that this is not the Shvur that Rav says is Koine, it's talking about Chutzlebez and Kofatz. Mosiv Rav, Malabayish Sheton Tainiz Ganev Bipikon, and Nifkat was Tain Tainiz Ganev Bipikon, V'nishba V'hoide V'voide. He was tainet nignav. He swore nignav. He was moidem boid. Now we'll see what the seder was. If he was moidem first, or if Adam came first. Im atzle boidem hoidem mishalem keren b'chaymish v'osham. If he was moidem before the Adam came, he said, I swore false. So he pays keren chaymish v'osham. If first Adam came, Mishalem Tashlume Kefil Va'osham. Adam said that it was by him Bishas Teshvue, and Samameli Schayev Kefil. And then he was Moide, so then he brings an Osham. And he doesn't pay a chaimish, chaimshe will learn that chaimshe oilolai bikfeilim. Fine. So we have over here we found, Rava found a moiridike varaise. Here it says that he's chayiv kefil. He's chayiv kefil, it matters if he was moide after the Adam came, he's chayiv kefil, he's moide before the Adam came. He's chayiv, ken chayiv mishvosham. Now, so here Rava asked, you can't say terutzim lach over here. V'hoche, chutz lebezn, v'kofes lemotzis amrit, keifuk toni. Here it says, if Adam came first, he's chayiv keifuk. So it had to be speaking about ashvus hadayon, the bezn was mashbiyah. It had to be speaking about he swore in bezn. And now it just says, it matters if it was Haidim before the Haidim, he pays Keren Chaimish Boshim, he doesn't pay Kefal. Haidim after the Haidim, he pays Kefal Boshim. Now here's a kasha on Rav. Elo Amarove, Kol Haidim, Loishno Toyin Tainis Ovad, Loishno Toyin Tainis Ganev, Loyom Arav. Now, what Rashi told us in the beginning of the sugya, Rava told us now that if he's moide, Rav never said that. What Rav said, you're koine, you don't have to pay if you're not moide. If you're moide, you have to pay. You have to pay keren. Now let me just say over for 1 second what's pshat in this. So the Chazanish wants to say, he's chayiv al tzkapole. That means like this. That when he swore nignav, me'ikar adin, or he swore never, me'ikar adin, he's potter. If he doesn't open up his mouth, he's potter. I better brand again. But on this world, he's potter. Lokach bailov v'lo yishalom. He's a gazel, and a shvu sheker, but he don't pay on this world. Mashalom asayinim apon v'lavidai v'yenevel tetzol. The ma'aseh, he doesn't owe any money. You're finished, you don't owe. But if he was moide, now he's misfader. He's moide, I swore false. You can understand, it's an embarrassing thing to say, you swore false. I swore false. He's moide, he's misfader. That he swore false. Oh, now Rabbi Yid, you'll be zeichet kapore. You'll pay keren al tzkapore. Oh, now you pay. You don't owe the keren. You're right. The sofketon, the shvur sofketon, that the shvur accomplished. You don't have to pay the keren bedine momenis, but you have to pay the keren al tzkapore and a chaimish and a nosham. Now we're talking. Now you're zeichet lekapore. That was the Teretz of Rav. Amarove kol hoide, if he's maide, loishna toyin tainis ove, loishna toyin tainis ganev, lo yom arav. Doksi vihisvado, the posuk says vihisvado, that the boy shlomi kan b'chaymish. Ah, it says over here, another case, that bo eidem, he pays kefil, before hoide, he pays kefil, the whole passage in the Torah, has to be that they pay skeful, he's a pay skeren. So Al Kochoch Rav never said his chiddush that he's kind of the keren. By Tayin is gana. So which case is Rav speaking about? Kikoma Rav. Kigoyim she'toyin tainis ovad, v'nishba, v'loy hoide, ubo eidim. That's Rav. And now we whittle down Rav. I was speaking about such a case, that we'll see this other case also, but this is, he said ovad by epikotin, he said ovad, and he swore ovad, and eidim came and said it was by him. So lemaisa, he doesn't have to pay keren, there was no hoide. There's no xeris akosov of tain tain is gana via pay kefil. This person, if he doesn't open up his mouth in his mind, this person doesn't have to pay. Even though Adam came and they saw, we know he swore false, he doesn't have to pay. Let us see Rashi. Im actually bo Adam hoidem mishalm kerem v'chay mishvoshom v'loy kefil, they mishalim knas al piyatzma. What is Mishalim Kefil Vosha? If it was Boedim Achakahoide, Abu Chaimish Loi, the Chaimish Ailoi Bekvele, Kedamine Peg Merube, Alma Bein Nishba, Uboedim, Bein Nishba Vahoide, Chayib, Yechayib, Ela Marob. Loi Tishnaye Lit Yufte Deravam Nune Lit Stodim. Avam Nuner asked Akasha, he's chayiv five korbonis, and Avam Nuner asked Akasha, tzishbi olov, shvus adayonim, bifnei beznim, and because of this kasha, Avam Nuner had to go and split, the baraisa split a hair here, tzishbi olov was meaning swore chutz lebeznim. Bebeznim means kovats venishbe. Nah! The Yochel Lachzav Ohoides, this Baraisa lapped you, this Mishnah lapped you till Rabune. The Kivin the Hoide Le Kamara. If he's Moide Le Kamara, the whole Hoide Leishna Tainan is Gane Nishba, for Hoide Leishna Tainan is Hobbit, and Nishba Boide Le Omarab the Pot. Rav never said he doesn't have to pay. Toxiv is Vada, the Saposik, Begazel Agerxiv, Ubenishba, the Karen Bechaimish. Ksiv there says you pay Karen Bechaimish. So if you pay Karen Bechaimish, I don't have to pay. Hoide is different. That's number one. The Tain Tain is Gano, Ubaidim, Nami Leomarab. And when not by Hoide, the Kaifu Kiksiv, Bahochi Ksiv, Benishba, Ubaidim, Kadamba Peg Meru, but the whole parish of Tain Tain is Gano. Speaking about his sworn Bezdin and Adam Cain, he pays Kaifu. So Rav also didn't say this. Men yeba posik. Fine. Before we see Taisvis, I'd like to just mention a very interesting chazainish. And this, here it says, Balabaye sheton tainis gandav bepekodim, v'nishba bohide, Bo'edim, im actually bo'edim, hoidem, mishalim, keren, b'chaymish, b'osha. If he was moide first, im actually bo'edim, hoide. That means he was moide, and then later, edim came, so he pays keren, chaymish, b'osha, and kefil doesn't pay, Rashi says, because you're not mishalim, knas, al piyatzmai. Frektech hazaynish, but Adam came later. We hear a Shaila, a Machloikis, and Daf Ayin Hey, if Moide v'achekach bo Adam, if Yechayev Knas. Shmuel Olja Achayev Knas. And here it says, He was Moide, and then Edim came. Im Nishba Achle Boedim, and he doesn't pay kefil. So why doesn't he pay kefil of the Edim? That's the Chazanish's kash. If you're Moide B'knas V'achkach B'edim is chay. So the Chazanish wants to say something very interesting. We had a Gemara before Merube. If, let us say, if a ganav stole something, before Bezin was Machayev and Kefil, he returned it. He returned it to Bezin. So Chazra Keren LeBailim, if the Bailim got it back before Bezin was Machayev Kefil, you're not Machayev Kefil anymore. Zukta Chazainish, a very Mechudish Tikesvar. Zukta Chazainish, he says, but it's not some, it has to be Chazra Keren LeBailim, you have to return it. Let's say a ganav will say he knows they're coming to Bezin pretty soon, so he calls up, no, I might die, I stole. And Shuldig, if you return it before the Psak Bezin, is good. If you don't return it before the Bezin, he does not, you have to return it. Right. Zukta Chazainish could be that's by a ganav. A ganav stole it. In order to be potter from Kefil, you have to return it. He didn't return it as gold. He says, but over here by a shoima, that's Toyin Tainas ganav. He has a din ganav. How does he get a din ganav? He didn't make a maisik neighbor. He got a din ganav with his mouth by saying nigna. That's how he got a din ganav. Zukta Chazainish. So if later the same mouth that says nigna, which gave me a din ganav, I will say now, no, I did ganav. He says nigna, someone else stole. Now he say I was the ganav. So memele, so the din, and it's by me. So the din ganef that he got through saying nignav, so because the karen lebailim by saying I was the ganef, he don't have to return it. He says that what you have to return in order to end the gneva is if I took it away from you. But here I didn't take it away from you. I'm your shoima, and it's in the same place. I put it away in the safe. It's the same place. So the whole gneva is because of one word I said, nignav. So he says, if you'll be minded that that word is false, and I'm the ganav, and it's still here. So it's called the gneva ended, and so it's called chosar keren labayil. Amar the kachidish of the chazanish. Now let us see Tosfos. Now we'll see here. Amar the kachidish and Amar Shor. Eisvei Rav Acher bar Minyumi. Now the first kasher Rav Acher bar Minyumi. He said, "Heichon pigdoini." He told them, "Ova shpachni v'mome." Eidem idem moishe shachloi. So the first case was that bo eidem. The second case was heidem yatzmoi by ova. Perish bekuntris leporich elo mireishe. The eidem meidem. Below me safe, not the safe of Hoide, because Hoide, Rashi knew already the Maskonos HaGemore, Rashi is the Makshin, no? Because the safe is Hoide. The Ein Nire, that the Gemore now knew Rav Steretz, the Rav Makshin Lekama Behedye Me Hoide. The Akati Lo Machalik Bein Hoide Le Eidis, Achilik if he was Moide, that is Chayv Keren, or if Eidis came, that is not, that is Keine the Keren. Adem Etaretz Le Kamon Hochi. So, this is Rovis Ashtik Teire. So, till now, no one knew this. So, Memeo, so what is Taisu saying? So, Taisu saying, no, the Kash is, in the first Bove, it says, Bo Eidim, Yechayv Keren. Hoide, Keren, Chaimish Boshom. This was Rav Acher's Kasha. Why you have Keren? Why you have Keren, Chaimish Boshom? According to Rav, the Keren belongs to you. That was the Kasha. And now this Kasha, Rav Nachman told, speaking about Kofetz V'Nishba. But forget the Kasha, not the way Rashi said it. He's only asking from the Reisha, not the Sefer, the Reisha. No, he asked everything. And the Utaki, they didn't. The Rav was Machadish, Hoide is different. Fine. Vim Taima, Fai Taisvis. So what are you saying now? that Rava was Nischadish later. Rava Shtik Teire. Now Rava said two Shtik Lach Teire. One Shtik Teire, Rava says, Hoide Yechayiv Kerem. Fine. Another Shtik Teire, Rava said that Tainis Nigdav Obaidim Yechayiv Kefa. Which is also a problem according to Rav. And Rava said, no, if he Tainis Nigdav Obaidim is Chayiv Kefa. Now, if we're before Rava, so the Gemara should have asked from the Sefer. The Sefer says, that he says Nignav, Aim is safe, Echabi the Mamlay Nignav, Shrachni Mamma, any mean they should go, but Mishalim Teshlu may Kaifel. The Sefer says, he said Nignav, why do you pay Kaifel? So if the Gemara didn't know Rava, so the Gemara should have asked from the Sefer. The Gemara only said, how could you say the Reish is speaking about Kovetz the Nishba? The Sefer is speaking about Nishba Bebes. That's all the Gemara asked. But the Sefer is good. Now, if I'm saying that the Gemara did not know all these Yesodis, that Rav is only speaking about Ovad v'loy hoyda and Atayinus Nignav, so why did the Gemara ask from the Sefer? That's the discussion. In Teime, in Kena, Mailoi Porich, Nami Mesefer. The Nira Dovad Epshit. That's Poshit. Tayin Kainis Ganev, Dovad Epshit. The Loi Oma, Betayin Tainis Ganev. The Leoma betoyin tain is gana venishma baidim sheepota dim kele mashkachas keifo dechsiv biyareis. I mean, that, if you know Chumash, you can't say the Rav is speaking by toyin tain is gana vaboedim, because the parsh is an often a parsh in Chumash that's speaking about his sworn bezdin, a shuas bezdin, the nika balabais alakim leshvua, and there it says you pay keifo. So that's a posik. So yes, kakasha and Rav. So kochach toyin tain is gana, the Gemara always knew that there is not kind of the keren, then you have to pay kef. That's the Gemara no. Aval b'hoide salke daiter the Rav Peter, but hoide the Gemara didn't know. V'aval gav the b'shvue v'idog siv chaimish. Ah, if we know chumish, so there's a parsha in chumish that says that nishba v'hoide pay chaimish. Rav avimuki lekro b'kofatz v'nishba. The Gemara held it. The pasuk is speaking about not in Bezdin. Toyin tain is gone. If has to be the shvu was in Bezdin, are you day Bezdin? Some of Melis or the Gemara, no, Rav couldn't be speaking about toyin tain is gone. But the parsha of shvu is apikon, who says that's speaking about in Bezdin? So the Gemara was under the impression that Rav learned that the parsha is speaking about kofatz v'nishba. So there is no, so there you're not going to be shvue. The chaymish vashem echayev, af ha shvue satzmai, avo vanish ma pi bezen, vahoy de boi le meima rav de pota, a shvue is bezen ksi, velo karbay lo belo yishalim. So that means, so Tosfos Vayta is going, that means that the Gemara till now held that Rav is speaking about, nishba vahoy de, you also, the Rav is speaking about Nishba Vahoide, you're also Koine, but I didn't think Hoide is something special. Nishba Vahoide, you're also Koine. The Pasuk says, you pay Kerach Haim Avosham, the Pasuk is speaking about Kutzlebesn, Kofetz V'Nishba. But if he made a Geherig Geshvue, so then Nishba Vahoide, you also would be Koine the Kerach. Fine. Fragt der Marsha, am Möredike Kasche. Fragt der Marsha, so Tosfos, his Tainus and Rashi, Rashi jumped the gun already, Rashi told us, right from Hoy there is no Kasche, and from Tainus Ganev there is no Kasche, the Rav isn't speaking about these cases, Tosfos says, entschuldigt, this was Rav's Chiddush, till now we didn't know this Chiddush. So Tosfos said that Toyin Tain is Ganev, that everyone knows. If you learn Chumash, you know Toyin Tain is Ganev, that you're not Koine with the Shua. But the Gemara held that Hoida, that was the Pasuk is speaking about Kofetz V'Nishba. But if it was Bebezdin, then you won't have to pay. Right? That's what the Gemara held. So now let's look at the Seifa of the first Baraisa, what Tosis is going on. Eima Seifa. Heichem Pigdoini, Omaloi Nignav, Mishbiyach Ani, Ba'omar Ome, Ve'edim Ida Moise Shegonvoi, Mishalim Tashlumei Keif. Oh, this is Gewaldik, this is the Din of Toyin Tain is Gane, we're speaking about a Shvu and Bezden, that's Klo, this is Seifa speaking about the Bezden. Yeah, you pay kefil. Now let's go a little further. Hoide ma'atzmoi, same case, nignav, bebezn, chetz is the same case. Mishalim keren v'chaymesh v'osham. No? It's bitter. Here, the says, the Gemara b'chlal did not know the din of hoide. That's rubbish, diktayre. And when the Gemara asked Akash from the Reisha, the Gemara asked from hoide also. But so the Gemara now held Hoide. The Gemara now held Hoide. May Atzmoi. It matters. If it was a Shvu and Bezdin, there's no Din Keren. If it wasn't a Shvu and Bezdin, there is a Din Keren. If it wasn't a Shvu and Bezdin, then you have to pay Keren, yeah. Here it's speaking about clearly. There was a Shvu and Bezdin. It's talking about the Tain Tain is Ganev. If Adam came, he pays Kefil. And if he was made, he pays Keren Chay Mishvashem. And you're saying the Gemara didn't know about Hoide. That's what Tosfos says. And the Gemara held, if it was Hoide with a Shvu and Bezdin, you don't have to pay. Here it says, Klonit Azoi. This Mamish Azoi Fekta Masha Amoyodike Kashe. It's Amoyodike Kashe that the Masha asks. So the Masha says a Teretz, and the Chazanish explains this as follows. The Gemara now held, as follows. Toyin Tain is Ganef, let's forget about Hoide. Toyin Tain is Ganef, so the Shvue of Nignav, the Teret did not say when you swear Nignav it's yours. Because then you'd never be chayiv kefil. Let's talk about before hoide. If a person swore nignav, now let me give you a questionnaire. If you swore false, are you chayiv or potter? So he says, listen, if I'm potter and Adam come and say that it was taken nignav, I say I'm potter. So al kochach tainis nignav is not makne the kerem to the nifkad. If Adam comes, he's chayiv kefil. So akochoch shvuas nignav is not makne the keren to the nifka. Or else, so why is he chayiv kefil? So this a shvua of nignav, if the shvua is nignav, is not the Gemara knew that it's not makne the keren to the ganet. So memele a shvu av nignav a full hoidel peker chaimiv shvosham, because when the din of tayin tayin is ganet, I can figure out that shvu is nignav is not makne the keren, because it would be makne the keren. There's no parsha of tayin tayin is ganet. So al kochach when he swore nignav right now, is it his or isn't it his? So al kochach you have to say that it's not his, because v'haray edim come lady you pay kevul. So shvu is nignav. Rav, that the Gemara always knew. Shvuas nevad. That I don't have a raif and tain tain is gone. Shvuas nevad. The Gemara held. If you swear in Bezen, you attack a coin. I don't have any raif I killed. The Pasha speaking about Chutzle Bezen. Till Rove came later, and look at the Lashon of Rove. Ela oma Rove kol hoido. Loishna toyin tainis ovad, veloishna toyin tainis ganev. Rove was machadish hoide, you also. By hoide, you also chayiv kerem. Kol hoide. Loishna. And Rav Acha Bar Menuhin didn't hold like this. Rav Acha Bar Menuhin held that the hoide of Toyin Tain is Ganev. That is the shakl of Italia. That's how the Chazanish, the Masha, the Chazanish explains the Masha. So the Masha says that till now the Gemara held that Toyentain is Ganav al Kochoch, the Shvua of Nignab, Zicha is not Koine the Karen, because else you wouldn't have a Parsha of Toyentain is Ganav. But Rava was Machadish. This is the Chiddush of Rava. Hoida Ela Amar Rava. Kol Hoida Loishna Toyin Tain Nesav Loishna Toyin Tain Nesav Loishna Toyin Tain Nesav. That's what Rava said. So Be'emesin, when Rava asked Akash about why she Toyin Tain is going to be because when Ishma Vahidah Vahidah Mashu Vahidah Vahidah Mishalm Ker Vahimish Vahashim Shvahidah Vahidah Mishalm Tashum Mekeifah Vahashim Chutzla Bezim Yeh. He can't say Chutzla Bezim Yeh. So Be'emesin, this Kasha of Rava is really not a gefelach Kasha. They learned till now that the time is gone of is different. Time is nignav is different. This kasha isn't that well. But Rav said, no, Rabbi, say, I'm not learning like you. I'm learning not that the time is nignav is not makne, the keren. I feel the time is over. I feel the time, there's a vote of hoide. If he's hoide, that's what the Chazani says. Hoide is chayv keren. Not because his takeh was kind of the keren, but when he's hoide, he's mechuyev als kapore. And he becomes mechuyev from the hoido. Till then he was takeh kind of the keren, and the hoido is mechay. Let's just finish the list of places. Kanche kofatz. So the Gemara said that it's speaking about kofatz. Taimim kein amai noket bereishe tein tainis ovat. So why does it say in bereishe that you pay, why does it say in the Reisha that Tainus Ovad, a fellow Tainus Nignav, an Adam would come, he'd also pay care, because it's speaking about Kovetz Venishba. And Kena, my knock, the Reisha, Tainus Ovad, for Tainus Ganva, Mosaminkad, Lemechayev, Kayful, Kivin Shekovat. Kofatz and Moses Amrit and Mashbiya all of Ktoni. The time of the Lord Ktoni Mashbiyacha Ani Mukilaba Kofatz. Bishloim the Shbiya all of, this is what Rashi also seems to say, Mashma Yedei Bezdin. Avon Mishbiyachani Mashma She Kofatz Vehishbiyoi.